师释迦牟尼佛，那摩本师释迦牟尼佛，那摩本师释迦牟尼佛，那摩阿弥陀佛，那摩阿弥陀佛，那摩阿弥陀佛，那摩弥勒佛，那摩弥勒佛，那摩弥勒佛，那摩观世音菩萨，那摩观世音菩萨，那摩观世音菩萨，那摩佛菩萨，那摩佛菩萨，那摩佛菩萨，阿拉哈萨玛萨婆多伽哇，那巴伽万当阿毗瓦帝尼，娑哈多巴伽瓦达伽摩，达摩那玛萨弥，苏巴提瓦多。 That's why condition arise and a few kaya mita came and talked to me. Initially, I said no. Why should we go there? And I have already heard the four spiritual place of China and all the famous temple and the famous mountain.
The four famous mountains, the holy site.
Putao San, Putai San, Jiuhua San, and Mei San. And Putao San we went twice. So this trip initially when people suggest, I said you don't just go because you want to go. And somehow later on, after our this Dharma class, on the Six Patriarch platform Sutta take off, then condition arise and many Kayamita has affinity with this Sutta and they like this Sutta. Then a few more conditions happened. Then my wife also spoke to me and I said, okay, if that's the case, maybe we have to organize this trip. So I told Papa Suri, I said, you go ahead. So that's how he organized it. And we contacted a few people to help in the organizing everything. Then each and everyone tried to get some code. Then finally, we still decide on Mr. Because we are familiar with him and he is reliable. That's the reason why we use him again. And he has affinity too. So because of that, we are here, we had a very good trip, and we all benefited tremendously from it, and we would once again like to thank Mr. And the wife for organizing it very well, and of course together with our China counterpart, even Peter, the driver, and earlier on was Owen, and the driver. And whatever we learn, we also learn. Then, as far as hotel and food is concerned, it's all the way very good, except when you reach Guilin. Guilin, actually, at Yangshuo is still good, not bad. And the last 2 days, of course, we got aircon problem. Apart from that, it's not an issue. The breakfast is very good. The breakfast is not too bad. So this is part of life. Conditions such you have to effort and flow. But like I said, as Kayamita, you have the good merits, the good condition. You can have the good hotel and the good food. You should at least allow yourself to be pampered, but not to be carried away. Don't develop craving when you don't have condition that match what you used to have. The mind is always measuring, comparing, giving rise to like and dislike and all those things. But there are certain things it's like your right to have it because you pay for it. So we pay for good hotel, so if there is aircon, it's your right to complain. So don't be shy. Then they try to do whatever they can. So we appreciate that. Then the local tour agent also felt so bad after sending him the ventilator back. I think he decided to do something. That's why he compensated us with a show yesterday afternoon. Then Mr. Earl also said, I saw the WhatsApp, I think. He also compensated Sweet Anna and me for the fruits for what happened. I don't know what happened. Maybe also aircon and ventilation problem. So anyway, I leave it to Mr. To learn and sort out with the local tour. So overall we are very happy and we are very grateful for what happened. The weather is also very good, everything falls into place. And now we are on the final stretch to the airport. Then like I mentioned, if there is no such condition, the trip will not be there. Even when the trip is there, all Kayamita who came, if you don't make the effort to join, to sign up, then last minute, really make it, you will not be here. Then, as everybody know, Ingbi and last minute got a situation because of something happened to the father-in-law. But she is still here because she said she want to come and she make effort and she's here. And she's grateful because she came here with good reason. It's meant to be. Meant to be means to have to happen. Then only all this can unfold. Otherwise she won't. So what the Buddha meant by whatever that arise, there are forces and conditions behind, is very similar to what I described. But cultivator of the way never look it that way because they don't have clarity, don't have sensitivity. They thought everything is they got money, they pay, they can be here. No, sometimes you got money, you cannot be here. Sometimes you want to come, you cannot come. Well, there are some on reserve list that didn't make it too. And like I say, I didn't choose, but the condition is such. Then there are three person, I think, last minute after the thing closed, they still have condition to come in. So we allow them to join us. Then there are also quite a number of new people who are first time joining me on spiritual trip. So for these new people, I would like to once again thank you all for your cooperation, because it's not easy. Then I hope you really enjoy the trip and you are like what you have gone through. Hopefully through this your faith will improve. And with that faith, you should strive on with heedfulness, make determination. And from all the sharing, it will actually bring forth a lot of good conditions for you to develop the spiritual faculty to move. Then study the essential Dhamma. Go through all the notes, the transcript, and some of the essential talk that I've given, so that you understand the first phase of Dhamma Pariyanti, the learning of the teaching. When you have the understanding, then you put it into practice in the phase two of the Dhamma, which is Pratipati. You will progress very fast. You will not have to waste time like other cultivators, lost in a lot of thought-based meditation, then lost in a lot of gullible activity, which is not fruitful at all. Gullible in the sense that you do the meditation and the cultivation without understanding. People say you meditate, you just follow instruction, you think by following instruction, you are meditating. But if you don't understand what is meditation, as taught by the Buddha, you cannot meditate. There is no way. You can only maybe do some better technique and exercises that bring about mental peace, mental calmness. So seeking for peace, seeking for calmness of mind is not meditation as taught by the Buddha. It can come as a byproduct of good meditation, of correct, appropriate meditation. But the key to meditation is not peace alone, not to seek peacefulness of mind, calmness of mind. It is to develop wisdom, understanding, to awaken your nature. So that this form of mind connected to that wisdom will know how to live, will understand the essential Dhamma, the teaching, will not be deluded anymore. No more ignorant, no more suffering. That's what the teaching is all about. So these are all very important, very beautiful. Then we already thank all the organizers yesterday, especially Pama Suri, the song, the treasurer, and all the group leaders and all those who have helped out in one way or rather. So we'd like to thank you for what you have done for the Kayamita. So this is offering of service to the Sasana or to the Buddha Dharma. For wholesomeness, for goodness. Then also we would like to thank all those who help out to look after the more elderly participants, like Mrs. Ho, Madam Queenie. Then also those who bring about all the generosity to offer whatever they have to people who need, especially Qingyao, like our supermarket provider. Then when Alicia sent out SOS, many people brought, even Raymond and Yunchan responded. So these are beautiful sharing. Then while we had dinner, the mango was offered by Mrs. Ho. She is so generous. And when we visit those places, she even made offering on the behalf of the group on the incense at Tangxiu Fountain. And at many other places too, she made offering, especially at the special Sifang Sanshen Hall at Tangxiu Chanshi, where he offered that Buddha Rupa within the Amitabha Hall up there for 1 year. Then next year, I think Raymond is going to take it up. Then we also had Qingyao who volunteered the following year. Then our Kayamita Fan will take it up on the fourth year. So all these are conditions, and we get to rejoice all these bosoms. And all the temple we went to, our faith is very strong. We were so fortunate. The condition were all there. And they received us very well. They even took us around. They showed us around. They explained many things to us. And let us use their meditation place. Even at Wuensi, we had a very good trip to. Then before that was Huang Xiao Si. That place also very beautiful. It has very rich history behind. And most of these temples are related to the Six Pavilion, except Tangxiu Chanshi, where all the great beings are there, especially the Mahayana Bodhisattvas and Buddhas. The temple is very, very well designed and built. And the effort there also very special. So these are the things that we get to learn, benefit from, and strengthen our faith. And with that, we invoke marriage, share marriage, transfer marriage. These are all very important. Then our opening puja, closing puja, and daily mindfulness in between is to strengthen our cultivation, our faith. Of course, this trip is spiritual come tour, so there are a lot of sightseeing and tour activity too, especially in Guilin. Guangzhou was mainly spiritual trip, but Guilin is mainly tour. But we also had our sharing because there were conditions in between, and our at night private sharing, all this were recorded, you don't worry. Go back, Brother Sui An, we should thank him. He will download it, and we will get Jin Hao to help upload it, and together with Brother Dio, they will create some photos or album for our annual gathering. Short, maybe slideshow or whatever. This is to allow Kayanita to rejoice by recalling what happened early on this spiritual trip, Dharma session, and all the activity that we do for this year, including all our donation and offering to all the common Bhupan for spiritual trip. So the next one we are offering to is Ananda Giri. Joyce will be bringing a group of Kayanitas and some outsiders to Ananda Giri again. So it's a yearly affair organized by them. And if I'm not wrong, it's on the first week of October, which is about 1 or 2 weeks from now. So, including our offering and donation to WAVE and many other WAVE place that have affinity with our Kayanita. We had all this described clearly in our Kayanita website. And Brother Sian also did us a good favor. He managed to get a QR code for our website. And just now I received a reply from Papa Suri's daughter from Shanghai. She replied, she said, "Wow, is it very good, Brother Teo? Thank you so much." She said, "Oh." Then you know what she said? "They didn't block your site," is it? So it means she can access it. So that was a good deal. But I have to learn how to use a QR code. I can't even find my scanner because I don't have my WeChat download. So when I go back, I will try to download my WeChat. Then I try to learn something. If I got problem, I will look for either Sui An or Brother Tim or Jin Hao. So these are the things that I hope can bring forth the understanding, the faith. Then the natural thing that will happen is your progress along the path of Dhamma. Your faith, when it's strong, it will motivate you to cultivate. The virya will be there. Then when the virya is there, cultivation will be there. When you cultivate according to understanding, your sati and samadhi will be there. With sati and samadhi, wisdom will arise, where you can see things and develop the right view, the strengthening of view to awaken. Then when the five spiritual faculties fall into place, stabilize, the mental ignorance cease. Then meditation is like effortless, no effort at all. The spiritual faculty will make sure the mental ignorance doesn't arise. Then throughout the day, you are in the state of awareness, leading to samadhi, leading to heedfulness. And your sadhana virya also very stable. And wisdom keep on arising. That is what meditation is all about. That is what cultivation is all about. It's just the spiritual faculty, that's all, leading to the daily mindfulness, the heedfulness. And the one who is heedful, according to the Buddha, you will never die. For heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. Means you will have eternal life, which is the enlightenment, the realization of Nirvana in the here and the now. So this is the part that I want to share with you all this morning. Yeah? Then after that, we got another important thing to do before we wrap up. I have asked Brother Song to prepare something for Peter and the driver. I'd like to thank them in our usual way by presenting them a token of our appreciation. And after that, we also have one for Mr. And the wife. They have been helping us in a very big way all the way. So this is our usual way of showing our gratitude towards them. So our token of appreciation will be offered now. Brother Song, come. Huh? Song, you put that? Hai没有准备好. We wait for a while. Then the balance of fun will be offered when you pay a bit of fun. I think we got balance about 1,000 rupees. Last night I would like to also announce and put it on record. We celebrated this school's what they call birthday. We do it 2 days earlier. And we had a lot of joy. Take a bit long to prepare.
somebody help me.
Too much money.
Ah, yeah. Pass the mic to Madam Ho first.